Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Sail Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe as well. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and of course our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and Trucker John hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, thank you very much, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go, and of course our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in, and our Amazon drivers as well all around the country. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And the website for the radio show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Very simple. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. I'm sure you're going to like what you see. Okay, joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and you're up there looking at the world from the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, in the first hour, I had a contributor from the Epoch Times by the name of Nan Su. He is the real deal. He is considered to be one of the premier reporters from over there because he, of course, is Chinese, of Chinese descent. He has not only been over there in all of that element, but he's also got relatives over there and was giving us kind of like a bird's eye description of what was going on. Now, we heard Joe Biden talking about the protests over there, making some comments, and then we heard his intermediary, the National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, who said, when asked about the president's reaction to the demonstrators in China chanting, Xi Jinping step down, that Biden does not speak for the protesters around the world, and he wasn't going to make any comments either, one way or the other.
You know, to be that feeble and not stand with the Chinese people and what they have had to endure for 3 years, at a minimum, I would argue,
right,
is feckless. But you know, what is this Biden administration really stand for?
China.
Well, to the Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
But not to the Chinese people.
Nope.
And not to the Iranian people. And not to the Brazilian people.
Nope.
So it's really kind of remarkable to me that this administration has not called on, through business and the United States Chamber of Commerce and whatnot, to start weaning business out of China and bringing it back here to the United States. You know, China is the world's manufacturer, and the world has allowed China to be what it is without any consequence. What China is doing to its people is it's as bad as what Russia is doing to Ukraine outside of the bombing. And I would argue that the Chinese here in the United States, and I've spoken to a few from the Epoch Times, they're the only ones that are doing some solid reporting, because none of the other media, including the drive-by media, will even talk about the protests or show any of the videos or what is happening, except for Fox News, what is happening in China with these protests. But look, it's not just about the protests. China's been getting away with theft and exploitation for years, and we've allowed it to happen here in the United States, and that's shameful. So, you know, we should, the punishment should be to take as much business out of China as we possibly can, manufacturing business. The other thing is the Chinese people outside of China that are here in the United States or wherever they may be, they're fighting the good fight, but nobody's paying any attention to them. And there needs to be some real pressure on Xi Jinping, and there's not. I mean, this guy is operating with wild abandon, and, you know, there are no human rights. I spent a month there in mainland China back in 1996. Xi Jinping was not the premier or the president then.
No.
But, you know, I saw firsthand how these people lived, and I was shocked. I can't even imagine what it's like today.
Can't be any better.
It's exponentially worse. It's horrible. So what is happening? If you look across the globe of what citizens are trying to rise up, they're rising up in a lot of countries, including our own, I might add. We've got to look at some of these world leaders, and there needs to be some consequence, and I don't see it.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more here with Denise Simon on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, of course, lots to talk about, including Ukraine. NATO came out and made a pretty solid statement yesterday. And we have a new illness, if you will, coming to America, to a town or city near you. We'll tell you about that. It's not really new, but it's new to some people.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, thanks very much, Kathy, for doing that for us, and we appreciate that. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico.com, the website. Now, you can go over there and check them out because Geico has been saving people money for well over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they insure well over 26 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, your local Geico office, your agent there, or the Geico.com website can give you rate quotes on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can quote all that for you, too. That, by the way, brings down your car insurance if you do that. But where you really save the money, big time, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. When you bundle that together with your car insurance, you'll see your policy drop immensely. Now, Geico.com, the website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, check them out. Hopefully you'll save a bunch of money. You'll find out who your agent is and how to get a hold of him if that's what you want to do. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Mitch McConnell? And he's talking about putting through this spending bill with some sort of compromise this year, not next year. So they had the budget in place to start with. And a lot of people are going, whoa, wait just a second here. We don't want to do this until we're in charge on the other side of January 3rd.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to, so I really can't comment.
It's what the hell do they call it here? Let me find it here real quick.
Continuing resolution.
Correct. Yep.
Well, I mean, you have to fund the government.
Yep. Yeah, and of course the comment has been met with criticism amongst conservatives, some of them calling for decisions to be punted to next year after January 3rd when the GOP holds a slim House majority, plus one now after the death of the Virginia congressman. There's widespread agreement amongst leadership in both parties to pass an omnibus spending package next month in December, which starts tomorrow.
Yeah, but I don't know what's in that, so I can't really comment.
Yeah.
But I do know that under McCarthy, what they really want to say is, if you want to do these certain things, we're not going to vote for it unless we deal with the border. The border is going to be the pivot point on government spending.
Got to be. Yep.
So, yeah, and that's the position McCarthy has taken. You know, I can't really comment on what's inside the omnibus bill. I have no idea.
No, me neither.
I don't like omnibus bills. All bills ought to stand alone, not be omnibus bills.
Well, yeah, that would make perfect sense, too, but I don't think we're going to do it. Back to China for a second. Police have been using in China, they've also been doing it here, by the way, cell phone data, tapping into phones and the messaging apps to track down people, demonstrators. And
long time.
Yep, for a long time. Now, we know about Huawei, and we know about a couple of other things, because I think it was about 3 years ago, maybe four, the military said, we're getting rid of this cell phone because it spies on you.
Well, it's not just the cell phone itself, but it's also what they can siphon off in text message transactions,
uh-huh.
And that doesn't mean just text messaging. That can be, you know, the other apps that are out there, like WhatsApp or Signal or Telegram. So now what's at issue is Apple. And Apple has a feature called AirDrop.
Yep.
And AirDrop is a way that you can communicate with some other iPhone user, and you don't go through the normal text system or the communication system. It's just an iPhone platform. Well, the protesters or the dissenters in China were communicating with each other using AirDrop, and that was making Xi Jinping angry. So suddenly there was a data update for iPhones in China. And when they do those updates, they describe what's in the update and so forth. But in this particular one, they did not say, Apple did not say in there that they were terminating the AirDrop features. So at the request of the Beijing, Apple terminated that feature on iPhones in China. So that really tells you that Apple is really a Chinese Communist Party sympathizer.
Sure.
And stands in solidarity, just like the NBA. Shame on Apple.
Yep. Now, the Railway Labor Act gives Congress broad powers to avert rail strikes, including by assigning negotiators, devising contract terms, mandating workers accepting contracts, and all of the above. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has urged lawmakers, Congress in particular, to force the rail workers to accept a tentative agreement that his administration negotiated in September. Without intervention, a strike could begin on December the 9th.
Well, Congress right now, both houses, they're chewing up and spitting out what they think they could do to avert this strike.
Yep.
Schumer and Pelosi were talking about it yesterday as they were leaving the White House. So that would force the unions to comply. But what it really does is it capitulates with the unions. Now, I would argue with what the rail workers union, and that's plural because there's several of them in this thing.
There's four that I know of.
This puts whatever happens, they can put more power into other unions out there, including SEIU,
right,
including all of the labor unions that work in the Veterans Administration and the Veterans Hospitals. So that means that you know, these unions are wielding exceptional power. And that's not a good place to be. But this is what Biden is. He said he swore that, you know, and declared in his presidency that he's going to be the most pro-union president ever on record, and he is.
Yep. Now, Nancy Pelosi said that the House could vote on all of this today to adopt the agreement without any changes at all, and the Senate...
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the agreement, but
I haven't either.
That doesn't mean that the Senate will accept what...
That's
it's
right.
Coming out of the House.
The Senate says they'll look at it and they'll vote on it as soon as possible, but they're not going to do it today. And one of the hang-ups in there is the sick leave, which they don't want to have in there, but the union wants it in there. The unions want the sick leave in there. And
well, I want more time off. I want better working conditions. What does better working conditions mean?
Good question.
We have no idea. It's not so much an increase in pay, it's all these other ancillary benefits. Well, I would argue that the only way the rail systems operate in the United States is it's paid for by the federal government, period, end of reports. If you look at previous spending bills, these big, huge ones, they're always, always dumping more money into the rail system. Where is that money going? Where, you know, they're talking about having an audit of the money going to Ukraine. I think there ought to be an audit of the money going to the rail system.
All right. Very quickly, I'm going to try to take a call. I don't know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee. I have a real quick comment and question for Ms. Denise. Ma'am, you're talking briefly. Everybody's been briefly, or how should I say, addressing the Apple angle that's going on with the Chinese protests. I think it should be important, and this is my opinion, that people realize, do people remember when there was the shooting, the terror incident in San Bernardino, and they picked up, the law enforcement picked up those iPhones, and what did Apple say? No, you're not getting into it. This is private encrypted communications, yada, yada, with the FBI. And there's that whole fiasco. Now, this isn't the first time Apple's done stuff like this. I think it also should be noted that Apple is the primary vendor for the United States government electronic devices issuance from the Veterans Administration through tactical aircraft, pilots flying missions.
Yeah.
Apple products is what's going on. Now, here's the thing. What does that have to do with the things in China? That means Apple's not a player for us. They're a provider, and that's the United States government, particularly.
All right, you're going to run out of time, so you got to really zap.
Yeah, roger that. I think people should remember that. It's not, they're after everyone, not just protesters. I just want to leave there.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right, real quick, Denise, any thought?
They're not a good company. They're like Google. They're not a good company.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day up on the mountaintop. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check her out, check it out, and you'll know everything that's going on.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
No one.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
A significant outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, is unfolding for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. About 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather from this event. That's according to the National Weather Service, which is highlighting the threat for tornadoes, very large hail, and damaging straight-line winds for part of Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio. NATO doubled down Tuesday on its commitment to one day include Ukraine. The country applied for accelerated accession to the 30-member alliance on September 30th, but will not join anytime soon. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to better serve you. One right here in Clearwater, Florida. The other one up in Concord, Massachusetts. And they're going to tell you all about themselves right about now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy trains people to become certified aviation maintenance technicians. They have two campuses. To find out more about them, the first thing you need to do is go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Once again, naa.edu. naa.edu. Check that website out. And then call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their campuses. either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you will get the opportunity to be able to talk to some students. You'll get the opportunity to be able to talk to some of the faculty. And you'll get the opportunity to talk to some of their student loan people, too. Now, in the case of the civilians that would be coming, you'd be applying for your standard student loan. And they'll show you how that works, tell you who is where you can get your loan from and all that. And then you fill out the paperwork and away you go. In the case of the military, your GI Bill, if you have not used it, is still intact. It'll cover you. Now, if you've used it partially for maybe a couple years of college or whatever, you'll have to check and see how much you have left in terms of dollars and cents and see if it covers everything that you're going to have to do for the 14 months. And if it does, then you're good to go. If it doesn't, then you use what you got and you turn around and you get the student loan just like the other civilians would be doing with the other part of it. And you're in like fun and away you go. So just remember one thing. Becoming an aviation maintenance technician is a career move par excellence. You are going to be in a job that has a job demand that's going to keep you busy for the rest of your life. And you're going to make a lot of money. And you could make a lot of money real quick, depending on where you land up and where you start working. So check them out, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Clearwater's right here in Tampa. And their phone number is simply 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. So that's all you got to think about. And good luck. Now, as I mentioned somewhere along the line a few minutes ago, maybe it was last hour, maybe it was this hour, the United States Navy planners are hoping to improve the odds against China and Russia by upgrading their new destroyers that are coming out with hypersonic missiles. Now, this is just part of the 1-2 punch they're talking about. The second one is the laser weapon. They have increased the power for that weapon. They are starting to experiment a little bit more with that weapon, not only in the Mediterranean and other parts of the ocean, but also, I was told, in one situation where they actually destroyed a ship over the horizon off the Pacific coast. Now, that's all I know. But that's pretty doggone powerful to start with. And, of course, we've added not only the drones, which we're beefing up too and giving them more capability. But, of course, you've got the space program, Space Force, and the platforms that they have up and above the planet Earth, and what they are going to have the ability to be able to do. It's going to be interesting. It's going to get really wild. The future is here right now. The future is here. And the Space Force yesterday opened a regional command center at Joint Base Pearl Harbor in Hickam, Hawaii, to manage military space operations across the Indo-Pacific, again, with China in mind. Isn't that something? How time flies when you're having fun, huh? Now, something else, and this is just screwy. Downright screwy. At approximately 5:22 a.m. in Nantucket at the airport, a fire, active live fire in a rental car overflow area was reported via the airport's closed circuit television system. Staff activated the alert system, responded to the fire in Airport 3, which is where the parking lot was, where they were met by responding units from the Nantucket Fire Department and Nantucket Police Departments. Combined fire resources responded and contained the fire. Several vehicles were damaged. The airport is currently coordinating with a rental car agency and agency partners to ensure scene safety. They did all of that. Now the investigation begins. Did you see the damage done to the vehicles? Now, I'm a professional firefighter, retired. Car fires was a second nature to us. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to go out on a limb, but I'm going to tell you that to see the whole front end of a car gone, an engine gone, the radiator gone, and not even visible in the picture, is more than a car fire. It looked like, and this is just my description of what I saw, it looked like a bomb went off amongst those cars that were there that had been used for carting not only Secret Service around where the president was there on his little mini vacation, but also family members. The cars destroyed included a Chevy Suburban, a Ford Explorer, an Infiniti XQ80, a Ford Expedition, and a Jeep Gladiator. Now, the one that had the least amount of damage was the Jeep Gladiator. But it still had damage that looked not like as if it was just a fire. The video's out there. It's on Fox News. I may have posted it on one of my Facebook pages. I don't know, but it may be there. But it's certainly on Fox News. Go look at it. You tell me what you think. And again, I'm just using my experience as a firefighter to tell you, first glimpse, looking at it, that does not look like that was a fire with the end result. The whole front ends of vehicles missing. Engines dropped on the ground. Unbelievable. And we might find out the truth about this one yet, because I'm sure there's more to it than meets the eye. But it is what it is, and it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's see here. We got Chris Markowski coming up with his financial answers and advice. And I got a couple questions to ask him. So don't go anywhere. We are going to get to the bottom of everything eventually. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody about the fact that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive's Acura store brings you this segment. They're the ones located on North Ford Avenue here in North Tampa, right next door to the Nissan dealership that's there. Now, the thing about Moss Family Automotive and their dealerships is they get people from all over the country to come and buy vehicles. There's a couple reasons for it, in my opinion. Number one, the You Serve, You Save provision, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, to include EMS, firefighters, police, law enforcement, and church pastors, too, get a great discount on the vehicle that you're purchasing, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. That's number one. Number two, as you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, that's going to save you a bunch of money for sure. Going to save you a bunch of money. So go over to the website, take a peek, MossAcura.com, MossAcura.com. That gets it all started. Look and see what they have to offer. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you another little pocket of money. For sure. MossAcura.com. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
I have another angle, if you will, theory, information on the rail strike, which could start as soon as December 9th. There's a law that's going to be probably used. It's more modern, other than Taft-Hartley. called the Railway Labor Act, which gives Congress broad powers to avert rail strikes, including by assigning negotiators, devising contract terms, and mandating workers accept contracts instead of doing whatever it is they're doing right now. They would be forcing the rail workers to accept a tentative agreement versus just sitting there and going, nope, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, we want so-and-so and such-and-such.
Well, again, it's, you know, Congress can need to act on this, and I think that they will. Unions not too happy with the Biden administration right now because, they, you know, they usually, you know, side, you know, with unions. But again, you are you know, integral to our national, you know, just making the economy go around. I mean, we talked yesterday about the you know, just the waste trains that would get stuck and wouldn't be able to get out. And, you know, United States, we should be able to train new people to do these jobs, and
yep,
we should be best at doing that and providing some sort of competition to this. You know, they basically met them on every single thing that they wanted. But, again, there's this continued pushback. And if you're going to, you know, put the nation at risk. But, again, this has happened a myriad of times before. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt stepped in back, you know, when they had the coal miners strike and, you know, basically put an end to that and brought both parties to the table and said, hey, we got to figure this out. We've got to work this out. You know, there has to be some sort of meeting of the minds here. We can't shut the country down.
No, we can't. And life goes on, and they can resolve their problems while they're working through them. It's just my opinion, and I believe that's what you just said. And by the way, folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, four of the 12 rail unions, remember, have rejected this latest agreement, which provides a 24% pay raise over 5 years, because it does not include paid sick leave. Rail workers currently are given 0 days sick leave.
I think it was on top of the days that they already could take off as well. It's not like they can't have, they don't have days off. They do. I think that they wanted something in addition to days off from work. And you and I don't take many days off from work. So.
What's that?
I know. It's not like we take that many days off. I get it. You know, you gotta have, you know, time off from, you know, time to time. But it was a little bit more nuanced than just having, you know, days off, sick days off. It was the amount that they wanted, which was, you know, just patently absurd.
But see, you and I have an opinion that others don't. Others are doing this because they've got a job and they gotta go do their job and they gotta do this, they gotta do that. You and I do this because we have fun doing what we're doing, and this is an individual effort on our parts. We don't have to do this, but we do.
Yeah, I get that. Well, everybody has to work, though. You know, we should have to work. You have to put food on the table. It's a necessity. You know, that's, you know, unless you're living off the government, for crying out loud. Yeah, my take on unions, I understand that the importance that they've had over the years, especially when working conditions, you know, we're not, but like they were today, and I get all of that. But again, I think that they've gotten out of control, and I can go to the auto unions and basically helping to, you know, put the auto companies into bankruptcy. They played a major role in that, and, you know, having the government having to bail them out. I could take a look at government works projects where it takes, you know, over 70 years to make the Second Avenue subway line in New York City. There's a reason behind that. I see infrastructure projects go up in Florida in no time because the fact that they're able to, you know, put the bids out competitively, and you don't have to have union workers, and things can get done, and you can press companies to make sure they're done in a certain amount of time, and they're not strung out forever and ever and ever. So. Again, I've seen the benefits in the past, but, you know, at some point in time, there has to be a give and take.
Right. Now, there's another half to key vacancies to unemployment ratios that's going to be released on this Friday. We're going to be hearing about payrolls are expected to grow by about 200,000. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady around 3.7. And as a result, there's not much easing of the labor market conditions expected in the non-farm payroll numbers either. Now, a bigger than expected jobs number, however, could push the whole thing the level of unemployment back down, which would worsen the ratio. What do you think is going to happen come up Friday?
I don't have, I'll be honest with you, Matt, I don't have any idea, because the way that they do these jobs numbers, when it comes to how they adjust them seasonally and how these things work, it's very, very difficult to judge. I judge unemployment with my own eyes. And, yes, there's still plenty of job openings that are out there. But I'm also well aware that there are massive amounts of layoffs. We haven't seen this amount of tech layoffs, you know, since the Great Recession. And certain areas of the economy are getting hit. But, you know, the good thing is the amount of job openings that we have. If you need to go find work, you can go find work. It's just a matter of whether or not these people want to go out and do these various different jobs. A lot of these jobs, again, Americans, they're not doing them. You know, it's a concept that we've developed here. I don't seem to understand it. It's a concept of jobs Americans won't do. And you got a lot of businesses clamoring for more visas for foreign workers.
Yeah.
The need to have a better immigration policy here in the United States. We need to fill these jobs somehow.
I went by three places, Chris, yesterday. Went through three places yesterday. They all had help wanted signs up, and every one of them said $15 an hour to start.
You know, I remember, you know, there was a point in time in my life when, you know, I'm going to college, I'm trying to, you know, work my way through. And,
dollar and a half.
You know, it wasn't just the amount of money we were getting paid. It was just, you know, you had to really work hard to find a job. And you were back in the day.
But the waiters and waitresses got $1.50 an hour, and you had to live on your tips.
Well, you know, I didn't mind that. I liked making tips, but
sure. So you had to pay the income tax on it.
8%.
Yeah.
They checked. But, you know, it was much, much more difficult. And, again, I don't understand the concept of jobs Americans won't do.
Well, I don't either, and we'll just have to wait and see, because we do know consumer confidence has dropped to almost an all-time low right now, especially at Christmas time.
Again, I think a lot of it's baked into the noise around us, and you know what people are seeing. And I think inflation and the high cost of items, food prices are still remain very, very high. We've seen oil prices drop quite a bit as of late, but again, that has more to do with what's taking place in China right now than anything else. And they swing in an opposite direction in regards to their policies. Those prices are going to jump back up again. And it hasn't filtered through into the overall economy yet as far as bringing food prices down. So, yeah, I think that is a huge part of it. It's the everyday living expenses, not to mention, you know, heating your house and keep collecting.
Okay, here comes the music in my ear. It means you got to let you go. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there and try not to get in any trouble.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check him out. And if you're watching TV today, you're liable to see him on one of those business channels. And he's not the guy going along to getting along. He's the guy telling them what they need to do.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Why should I go?
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.